You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Have a crack at pronouncing this, and I apologise to any Welsh speakers out there. Saemoinmin Mas is the name of that track by Chroma, who are from Wales in Aotearoa, playing a show tonight at 6:05, organised in part by the wonderful crew Halftime. Kia ora, Kiara, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all good. How are you doing, Rach?
Good. It's so nice to have you up here. This has been a really interesting year that Halftime has had, because you spent a lot of time in Wales at the top of the year. You obviously made some friends.
We did.
You've obviously had some really interesting conversations about indigeneity, about language reclamation, and on the back of that, Chroma have come from Wales to Aotearoa to play some shows. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about how you ended up in Wales in the first place?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm really lucky. I joined Halftime in January this year, so Halftime prior to that was a solo project of Waitahu Grant, who's doing his PhD thesis at the moment on looking at the intersection between Te Ao Māori culture and punk culture.
Awesome.
It's fascinating, and yeah, it's really close to home for him. And he, as he was working through his PhD, he kind of had a lot of feelings and a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, ideas that came out from it. And
yeah,
he formed Halftime during the lockdowns to kind of express and release these emotions. And in his own words, he eventually got really sick and tired of playing with the drum machine. So
he's brought in the human drum machine that is Kiara.
Enter Cozy B and C. In January this year, Waitahu asked myself and C of Hagseed fame if we would join the band. And
sick.
It was such a no-brainer, such a fast yes.
Yeah.
And before we'd even had our first practice, we got a call from Waitahu, and he was like, "Hey guys, like, how you doing?" And here we are being like, "Are we organising our first band practice?" He's like, "No, do you want to do a tour of the UK?"
Coming in hot.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and we were like, and it's me and C. So of course both of us were like, yes.
Sounds awesome.
Absolutely. So like three, pretty much three practices later.
Awesome.
And we were in the UK.
Now that's the most punk story I've ever heard. It's like, yeah, sure, we'll go on an international tour with you. We have never played together. That's fine. It'll work. Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I think it's a true testament to like as us as a group that we could pull it together in that time.
Hard out.
Because I know it's not just any combination of people that could get that over the line.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked that it was the three of us. And yeah, so we went on over and half of it, we went for two reasons. First of all, to play some shows in the UK. And second, and possibly the bigger reason, is a cultural exchange we're doing between Cardiff University and Waikato University.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So how does that play out? Obviously, Chroma are now in Aotearoa, and you have shared interests from totally different parts of the world, totally different backgrounds, but, you know, both bands that are looking at, like, language reclamation through music. Mm. What conversations were you guys having when you were over in Wales? Because that seemed to be a big focus of a lot of the festivals you were, you know, performing in. Yeah. And the teams you were kind of connecting with.
Yeah, very much. So obviously Waitahu's doing his research here, and we were kind of paired with a research team over in Kimberley in Wales, and they are doing a similar thing, looking at bilinguality in contemporary music. And so that's where all these conversations emerge from. And it was, it's really interesting having these conversations and looking at the parallels between Aotearoa and Kimberley, because there are so many, having been like a marginalised, colonised country and having the indigenous culture stripped and stolen, and this powerful movement to try and reclaim some of that. And so it's been a beautiful celebration of the similarities between that that effort, I suppose, and also recognising our individualities and our own fights for independence in terms of decolonization and
totally.
Language revitalization. So it's a beautiful conversation that just keeps on happening.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it must be fascinating as well, because as you say, like finding out shared similarities of histories and also processes of reclamation must be super fascinating, but also seeing the differences in the way that people are approaching it must also be equally exciting, because it gives you maybe a new perspective on how people are approaching it. As a band, what has that meant for you guys? Because obviously for Waitahu, this is there's heaps of cool academic theory that I'm sure he's been stuck right into. But for you guys as musicians and as art makers, what kind of conversations have you been having as a crew after your travels?
It's really interesting, you know. I think particularly, I think it's important for me to point out that I am Pākehā, and I am so incredibly grateful and so deeply lucky to have been invited and welcomed into such a specifically Te Ao Māori space. And I think that's a conversation that, more specifically to me, has just kept on going, kind of like, how can I be an ally to help my Māori bandmates be heard? And that's really important to me. But then obviously there's been beautiful conversations amongst all three of us about what we're achieving as a band and what that means. And, you know, earlier this year we were really lucky and we got to play in Ōtaki at their venue Māori Land, which
so cool.
It's amazing. So if anyone doesn't know, Māori Land was a documentary festival, and essentially they got funding in Ōtaki and they have a venue and it's beautiful. So we got to go down for Matariki and play down there, and I think that was particularly powerful, being like in such a dedicated Māori space. And again, just so many conversations that come up about identity, about being an ally, about how do we introduce Te Reo Māori into music, into culture, and into our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
And it's a big one.
It is a big one. Yeah. It's a big one, and it's an ongoing one, and the way we approach it as a community or communities shifts as conversations shift. And I feel like it's a really exciting kind of crucible of knowledge that you guys have come back with, which is such a benefit to everyone that you're playing with and that you're interacting with the crew from Chroma. What's their kind of kaupapa as a band, as much as you can speak to that? What's their buzz? What are they about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Chroma are great. They're an alt rock bilingual Welsh band.
Sick.
They're kind of all based in Cardiff in South Wales, and they are all fluent in Cymraeg, which is the Welsh language. So their songs are bilingual, like the song that Rachel just played. There's an English version and a Cymraeg version, but throughout their songs you'll hear both languages kind of intermixed, kind of like you do in halftime.
Yeah.
But they are very much about the revitalization and about having their language heard.
Mm.
And I think it's really interesting talking to them and listening to them, because even though we can't understand the same language, music is such a powerful way of conveying messages.
Totally.
It kind of transcends the language, and it's just beautiful to hear something that you don't understand, but you can understand it, if
yes.
that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's such an interesting history of like indie musicians coming out of Wales.
Crazy,
working
yeah.
through language revitalization, and like a lot of them are bands that we've championed here at The Bee, and it's really exciting to see the new wave coming through as well. So yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us the deets of this gig tonight. Chroma, where are they playing?
Chroma, 605 New North Road, Morningside.
Excellent.
With old mates, us Halftime, and other old mates, us Deb 5000.
Nice. Your two punk hats.
All the old mates.
Excellent.
You know?
Oh, it's going to be a really fun gig. What time is it kicking off?
7:45 first band. Come grab a beer before, though.
Excellent stuff. Hey, thanks so much, Kia ora. It's nice to have you in the studio. We're going to listen to Orako by Halftime.
Thanks, Rachel.
And we will see you tonight playing with Chroma. It's going to be a really fun gig.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.